Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
It's episode 27. It's Malls. It's Please Advise. Christina Lopez, our producer, is here. We've just revealed a moment ago that she feeds her houseplants with her titties. Christina has this luscious hanging plant that's just like out of control. And all I can assume from just looking at this is that she climbs up on a little chair and sticks her titty in that little hanging. Do you have anything to say about this, Christina? No comment? No comment on the feeding the plant? You have nothing to say about your luscious greenery over here. Luscious.
Just to any employers who might listen to this, because I put this on my resume. I put this show on my resume.
Sounds like your problem. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding, girl. Christina Lopez is really good. She's like a mom to me, and obviously her houseplants.
She nurses
them. Chrissy, our friend turn, I'm sad to report, is addicted to methamphetamines, but we've decided to give her a chance. She's in biweekly counseling and also going to a meeting every day with her sober coach. Our guest today, Max Fat Gay.
Hello, ladies.
Thank you for coming. You're Chrissy's sober coach.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to be.
So you found out what was going on with Chrissy. I just told you what.
And I said no.
I told you when we first met.
I found out 5 minutes ago, and now I'm just like, I want to hold her and take care of her.
Right. Yeah, no.
Pull her from the brink.
So you guys are going to be living together, which is cool.
We're going to take the tit away from the plant and give it to her, because she needs some mother's love.
I need tits.
Everybody does. We all
keep it in the family here on Please Advise.
It's a happy place.
Literally, you know what I'm saying?
Safe.
Incest.
It's a nice, safe place. There's pizza. It's well lit.
We're not doing incest, actually, anymore on
the
show.
Can we please?
No. We used to talk a lot about incest on the show, and it led to some harmful things. Max, okay, I'm just going to say really quickly, Chrissy is not addicted to anything.
No, sober.
That we know of. And maybe she's, like, addicted to, like,
love,
picking or something, and her knees are totally skinned raw, and we don't know.
Picking my knees?
Maybe you eat your skin.
Stabs. It's really a dark thing. I feel like there was a Lifetime movie.
Maybe she's totally bald underneath all that luscious hair, like, right
like
at the bottom
young
line.
Adult.
Trickled something. You rip your hair out.
Yeah,
I still.
I knew a girl who ripped her eyebrows out.
Me too.
Like out of anxiety,
because she was also on a medication that was a side effect. Was like ripping her hair out, which I was like, what do you have that's worse than that?
What, ripping your hair out?
What? Yeah, like what medication do you have to be on that like a side effect of ripping your hair out is like, yeah.
Now I'm just focused on how dark that is, and I don't rip my hair out. Everyone should know that I don't rip my hair out. And if you have problems ripping your hair out, call Please Advise.
It's a sign that you're doing a good job in your other job at Thought Catalog, which we're all very proud of you. You tear it up on the regular.
Thanks.
So Max is not Chrissy's sober coach. He is my friend. And we met via Twitter? Okay.
And so Vine. We followed each other.
And Vine. And Vine.
It's a social love.
You met via Vine.
That speaks to how special our connection must be, because I've said on this podcast before, I don't respect the medium.
No. At all.
So the fact that you have good vines. You get celebrity vines where you can get them to say.
We get them to be sassy.
Okay. So Max backing it up is in addition to everything that's also awesome about you, because you literally are the most bananas person. You have to be pretty awesome to
Listen, the gods united us. They did. We did. And you gave me your number. Do you remember? And I will never forget it, because we were talking and I said, when did the gay gods like look down and was like, we're gonna let you have Maul's cell phone number?
I am a gay icon.
No, seriously.
I know though. I am. No, like, I'm just kidding.
Like, seriously. Like, remember the first time we met the dude I was kind of hanging out with was
Judy
really
Garland,
just there.
Molly.
No, it's true.
Yeah, it's true. Dolly Parton.
The dude I went, dude I was hanging out with only wanted to go out so we could, he could meet you, remember?
Yeah.
The Little Russian.
I love him. I miss him.
Yeah, he was dumb, but very
fine. I see. Now, here's the thing. You always say that. I can never speak to his intelligence. But all I experienced from him was just like
we had bitter grapes. He's actually a very intelligent guy.
I know that's not your bail.
Not really, but whatever.
But Max,
we're not bitter. We have no bitter grapes. The grapes are not sour.
Okay. In addition to, I'm gonna get into this in a second. I just want to like blow over it really quick. In addition to doing social for like a cool media company. Where you get to meet all sorts of people and go to like all sorts of events.
Very, very, you know.
Shake, shake, shake. Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah.
Shake,
cool.
Shake, shake.
Oh, my.
Like, loving it.
Just the fanciest of the fancy. You and I have been to some together.
We went to Empire. But real quick, though, you pull more ass than anyone else I know.
You know what? I call it the fat gay titties. And that, you know, I live in New York. I'm frequently in L.A. And I always say it's like, it's kind of like a top privilege thing where, you know, I would be a bottom, but I just don't have the time. It's like too much work.
Right.
And, you know, it's a lot easier just to like kind of lay back and let someone else do the work and like fucking ride it. So how I feel, it's like, even with the titties, even with the male titties, you're still going to suck my dick because what else are you going to do? It's like either that or like you can go to a fisting party and
absolutely.
Then there's no one to do. Who's going to do it? Because everyone's like legs up.
Yeah.
Someone has to. I just
have
decided to
Have you been to a
up.
Fisting party?
I mean, I just came back from New Orleans. That's all New Orleans is. It's a fisting party with po' boys like every 10 minutes.
So did you pull ass in New Orleans?
Oh my God. All married or straight. We're air quoting right now.
Oh my God. So tell
Raising
me
eyebrows.
Everything. So
Raising
just give
eyebrows.
Me scenarios.
So
don't give necessarily locations.
We're not
going to
give names
or
addresses or like people's garages or
no,
where it
pubic
happened.
Hair color.
No,
like,
no.
No,
wives' names.
Totally.
No. We're going to keep this very, anyway.
You have their license.
Yeah, we've
you
have
like you're blackmailing them.
Oh, just a little bit.
No.
Well, they're all going to be part of our dick quilt.
Okay. No, they are.
Well, they have to be.
We
have
people
to go, well,
know better. We're
do they
make
know about
a dick
that?
Quilt.
Okay,
I think.
So
Max has this idea because you get the bomb dick pics.
We do get some nice dick pics, and we've decided we should share them because what's better than like? Can you imagine? It's Christmas morning. You wake up. You rush downstairs.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you open this beautiful box, and there's just a quilt. And it's just covered in dick pics. And it's from bottom to top. And the smallest, like, at the bottom is just, like, teeny, teeny. It's, like, a lot of Asians.
We have some of those.
In a nice way, in a respectful way. And then kind of just goes up. And then it's just, like, the top dick.
Right.
Which is, to be honest, going to be a black dick. I'm sorry. I've seen, like, seven
You
black
sent
dicks.
Me a black dick once that was so big that I literally
you
screamed.
You were nervous.
I showed that thing to, like, so many people. And we're just like,
have
can you?
Seen
you?
It?
I was like, can you
Oh,
even?
My God. It will put chest hair on you. Like, I don't care what, male, woman, fetus.
No, I, like, sprouted four nipple hairs, like, immediately. I screamed, sprouted four nipple hairs, passed out for 2 hours, and then woke
and
up and drank
myself
to sleep,
or, like,
sleep,
do anything
probably.
With it. Can you imagine the people who have to, like, actually work with that dick? Like, I mean, here's my thing with, like,
no. You
can have a small dick, and if you know how to work it, it's you're golden. I mean, nothing worse than, like, a big dick, and it's someone's just, like, fucking face fucking you.
Because they don't have a lot of options.
They don't.
Because there's not a lot of ways. There's nowhere
no,
to move
like,
it.
Like, where are you going
to
put it?
Right.
And
exactly.
Not only that, it's also, I feel like people, you know, porn, you know, not to get all like Tipper Gore on y'all, but
right.
Like with porn, you know, all these straight dudes think like a bunch of women want to get dick slapped. No one wants to get dick slapped. For the straight guys who listen, I hope you do, because you'd learn some shit on this podcast.
Right.
That could be beneficial. Don't dick slap your girl. She really doesn't want it.
I've never been that.
Because you're a lady.
I guess so. I guess you're right. I guess no one would even
lady,
try.
Lady balls.
No one would even try to dick slap me.
Like, please.
You're right.
Can
okay.
You
no, I know.
The
I,
idea. I just like the idea.
No, I think everyone being... knows that would be really upsetting to me without even like talking to me about it. They're just like, oh no.
Like in their heads, they're like having dinner with you and it's at the salad course. And they're like, should we try? No. They're like, there's no way.
No I might be able to sleep with her, but can I dick slap her?
Hell no.
No. There's not that.
It's not happening.
No.
No.
Has anyone ever dick slapped you?
I mean, here's the thing is, it's like every so often we all want to like, I want someone else to take control. Like, who doesn't? It's like, you like think of Rupert Murdoch and that wife of his who just beat the shit out of him.
Right.
I mean, everybody wants it. I like it every now and then.
I love a woman hitting a man moment. I do. I'm sorry. I
feel
I
like
it.
She's taking,
it's wrong.
I feel like she's just doing as she should. Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways. And to be perfectly honest, most men could use a
nice
slap.
She's doing what America wishes they could.
Yeah. They do. But yeah, I mean, a little dick slapping here and there doesn't hurt anybody. It puts you in your place, and as long as it's in a respectful, safe place, and it's not like in a overly forceful, angry, like, you know, kind of like bullshit, porny way.
I like it in like a Cookie on Empire way.
Wait, can we talk about Empire? If you are not watching Empire, you need to stop whatever you're doing and watch it. It is.
Put this on pause. It'll be there when you come back.
Oh, it's so good.
Go on Hulu or Taraji
P. Is Taraji P. Henson not the best thing that's happened to TV in like 10 years?
No, she's everything, and she's in my favorite movie. What? I said Hustle this on the last podcast.
Which is? Tell me it's Hustle
No
and Flow.
No Good Deed.
Oh, no. Wait, you know which one you have to see? We talked about this. I Can Do Bad All by Myself.
Right.
Because I can do bad all by myself, mm-hmm. and I only can because I saw Taraji P. Henson in that movie, and she taught me.
Right.
So I feel like that's...
How did she do bad by herself, all by herself?
She does everything. I mean, my God, that woman can do everything.
Oh, this is Nick, the roommate.
There's like a cute room. There's some dude just walked in.
Yeah, Nick, this is...
It's all we've ever wanted. We've got cuties. Nice to meet you. Pleasure.
Nick, without embarrassing you, can...
Max... No, it's a good... No, it's a positive thing.
Are you
thing.
Mailing stuff? Okay. I am mailing stuff.
That's where are you... Friday oh, night. Where are you going?
Afterwards, watch Empire.
Oh, okay, fine.
Literally, like, go mail your
Max
stuff.
Max and I were at the W the other night for the premiere of Empire.
Oh. Oh, wait. Oh,
Nick,
I missed that.
Have fun.
Oh, my God. Cute and funny and mailing shit on a Friday? Mm-hmm. Someone get his number. Let's carve it into this beautiful table.
I just thought Empire was so awesome. And my favorite little Easter egg every week is going to be to look for, what's his name? The guy who like runs Empire, Cookie's ex-husband.
Oh, Lucius? Is it Lucius?
Lucius. It's Lucius.
Oh, how she says Lucius.
The snacks on Lucius's desk, because they were M&Ms when she first came in. Because she's like popping them in her mouth. No, they were goji berries.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, when the lawyer was talking.
With like a white chocolate chipper moment, sort of like some sort of white treat. So I want to kind of know what, like, maybe he's trying to get healthy now because of his ACL or whatever, ALS.
Wait, I want you all to know, Malls held it together a lot through that show because there's a lot of ridiculous moments.
Yeah.
But the minute that white doctor just goes, honey, you've got... ALS. And you had to let go. You had to let it
No, out. I just said, oh, like ice bucket. Because you know, like they were trying to figure out what to give him, like something in the writer's room, and then that happened. Chrissy, is your fucking phone on?
No, it's yours. Molly.
It can be mine. It can't be Chrissy's.
That's true.
I mean, it's fair enough that fair. She's a recovering drug addict, and now her phone is on.
My phone is...
You shouldn't be looking at your phone while we're recording.
What are you looking at, just out of curiosity?
I'm looking at a group text right now.
You're on probation.
The group is called Whores. It's my friends.
Oh, they sound like a lovely group of ladies.
They are nice.
Or gays, or straight guys, whoever. Everybody.
So over. Anyway, Empire...
Taraji P. Henson, they should just give her all the awards now.
I do want to ask you about your red carpet reporting.
Well, so here's the thing. First of all, to all networks, we... are thankful and respectful of your talent and of your amazing shows. However, to make a few statements, the PR teams that run, not the publicity teams of the networks, but you know, personal PR publicists, all I can say is I hope there's a badly lit place in hell for these gals and gays who just wear kind of their basic Gap and their tacky shoes and just treat everyone like shit. Because they are hateful. They're a hateful group. Publicists, right. I'm sorry. They're just. I'm not sorry because they are hateful and angry and thirsty. And it's like at the end of the day, you know what, honey? All you're doing is carrying coffee.
I feel like that's why I'm really attracted to a lot of PR people.
Are you?
Like I'm really see something in that for them.
Well, I think you just like that they might bring you coffee.
I know. I like the frequency that they vibe on. And actually, they don't bring me coffee because they don't work for me. So it's very like, oh hey, I got my coffee, like. Or, like, maybe sometimes you'll get a really sweet PR girl that's like, I'm stopping at Starbucks. Do you want anything? Because a lot of PR people just want to be liked.
They do, because at deep down, they know they're terrible. And they...
Max.
I'm sorry. I just have to tell
no,
the truth.
No, but they're
I feel like
the
this
Tom
is a safe
to your
place.
Jerry. Or like the Jerry to your Tom.
Sure.
But they
worse.
Are to you.
Yeah, they really are. They are the.
So
yeah.
You do red carpet reporting. You just did Peep's Choice, yeah. Correct?
Critics' Choice. Critics' okay. Choice next week. So we might even get, you know, again, from, you know, any of these red carpets, it's like these people have to answer the same questions over and over. I know it's not the most riveting, but you know what? If you don't want to be asked questions, actors, then go do summer stock.
Did you like doing People's Choice?
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. I mean, it's awards voted by the people. And, you know, as a public, we're kind of awful. So you can imagine the people that were winning are not necessarily the best of the best. We're the people.
What, but you lost your suitcase on the way here.
Oh, yeah.
You had no clothes. No. What did you, like...
Well, I did get it back that day. I did get my suitcase back.
Oh, okay.
They lost it on just a one-way.
To New Orleans. Somewhere between New Orleans and Los Angeles, they were like, I don't know what happened to your
American
bag.
Airlines lost my bag going from Miami, too.
I know, and those tweets.
What?
Yeah,
but those tweets should be made into a Lifetime movie because the tweets you were sending to American Airlines were so good.
Oh.
And just, they really were. There was anger and passion. And
I thought they were very, like, elementary, but what was that there's some woman who's straight up stalking like everyone who tweets about losing their American Airlines baggage. And she's like, my husband lost his 9mm pistol in an American Airlines bag last week. And they're not doing anything about it at American Air. And then they'll be like, there's a gun at the airport. Maybe the at FBI, at American Airlines, at TSA would do something about this. Like, Miami Airport, like, gun loose. Like, it was crazy. Like, all of her tweets. Like, she'd gotten after, like, there's some celebrity. It was like, it wasn't Kelly Ripa. It was maybe like a Melissa Joan Hart type.
Like her and hasn't she been through enough?
She's been through enough and she lost a bag.
She's following everyone.
She follows me too. It's crazy. But no, she lost a bag. And then this girl whose husband lost his gun in the fucking Miami airport.
It's like, yeah, Melissa Joan Hart, at any moment it could be
But
you.
It is, I am pissed at Miami and I want to call American Airlines to get my $25 back. But yeah. Like, I think that by the time I could get anyone on the phone, it would have been worth $25 of my time.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Knowing what you're worth is very important, Max. I don't know if I'm worth that phone
call. Honey, you are, though. You
I'm
are,
worth
but...
not making that phone
exactly,
call.
Exactly, because you can invest that time into something that matters.
Absolutely.
You know what?
I
have a question.
Go adopt a baby.
Or something like a, you know, talk about like a house plant. Something,
right.
This house plant.
Yeah, I could come over and try and breastfeed Christina's husband, but I don't think I'm working with enough of a rack to really do that.
Well,
I can maybe feed a cactus.
Yeah. Well, also, you already have a baby that you take great care of.
Yeah, Wags. I mean, breastfeed him.
Can we also talk about that Instagram picture?
Oh, of his wine?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a delight. That
Look,
was fun.
I've got a little bit of an immature streak. I've also been with my boyfriend
do.
For the last 2 weeks, and like we are extraordinarily silly together.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I woke up or like I got home, just saw my dog. He had a little bit of a boner.
He was having a good time.
It was not a little bit of a boner.
He was excited to see all of his toys.
Yeah, and you.
So is Wags going to be a part of the dick quilt?
He could be, but
oh my God.
That's
he'd be at the honey. He would be at the bottom half of the.
I
deck
also
roll.
Think though,
he should be like the center square.
That's maybe a little bit bestiality.
Yeah,
like
wait,
I
so we
like
can't talk
if,
about incest, but we're
like,
gonna talk about
all these sexual things and then a big old dog dick in the middle.
Well, a little old dog dick, but sure,
little dog.
Like the tiniest
no,
little dog dick.
Before his balls were off. He had a boner so big one day that my old roommate Sarah came out of her bedroom and saw it and cried. It was, like, bigger than a lot of human penises both of us have seen. I was like, that might be one of the biggest dicks
that
I've seen.
That is petrifying.
Like, in person. It was crazy.
That is truly petrifying.
And he had a full-blown raging boner like I've never seen. It was just grotesque. But
oh,
she
God.
Cried. And I was like, oh, come on. Like, it's just a little... It's a nature boner. Like, this isn't, like, sexual and coming to getcha. Like, he's not going to do anything to us.
Coming to getcha. Yeah, I like that. Coming to getcha.
What do you think he's going
to,
like, creep up in our beds and, like,
so
attack us? Like,
oh, my God. I don't know, but I feel like Animal Planet should invest in a show about that. I feel like right there. Like, my dog has a raging heart on. What do I do?
Yeah.
Or TLC. That could be a great little show for TLC. It's like a companion piece to...
Just
you know.
Once again, guys, this show is on my resume, so...
Puppy hard-ons.
Puppy hard-ons.
You can hashtag puppy hard-ons at Please Advise.
And tag Christina Lopez.
And we will tell you what to do.
This is how you do social. Oh. Okay, so wait. Max, you do so much social. We were like loving like the dumb stuff you have to do when you work for a big company. The stuff that they want you to post on social. Mm-hmm. You like, you know, you were like just like maybe a picture of you holding this little popcorn box. And I was like just like a picture of my hand holding a popcorn box. And I was like, you're exactly right. And by the way, according to Instagram, people love that.
They love it.
People love it. I was like, they love that.
They love that. You had a nice manicure. It was something to aspire to. It's like it was like popcorn. She's got a nice ring. Like, who doesn't want that?
It was very aspirational.
It was. It's like you're watching Empire and your nails are done.
I mean, what more do you want? A million pins.
Oh my God. Got a million likes.
Got all over Pinterest.
Double tap. Yeah, double tap.
Oh, I know. When you said double tap the other night, I do have to say I died a little
bit. A bit of you did die. I could see a little bit of your like crumbling.
But only because I follow all these amazing teen Twitterers that are always like
double tap.
And it's like some fucking like 16-year-old non-professional model with like 116,000 Twitter followers. I love those kids.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, my little sister is like crazy on social. I get all my inspiration from her.
That. Which one? Wild Nature?
Not Mountain Bitch.
Mountain Bitch.
Mountain Bitch. You know, Mountain Bitch doesn't believe in... No, we'll get to her. Alexandra, you know, I think you've mentioned it before. The thing with Alexandra
is she has
She has life figured out.
She's our muse.
No, she is. Alexandra just turned 18. Let me paint you a picture about this girl. She will not date a dude unless he is the hottest guy in school and has the best truck.
I love that for her.
And I'm like, what, at 18? What more could you want?
I think that sounds wonderful. Did you guys know to like ask the universe / like demand that at 18? Because like at 18, I was like, I guess. Like, I was like, I think, I don't even know if I like, I mean, I must have thought my boyfriend was cute, but I'm pretty sure I probably talked myself into it.
Oh, I'm like, sure. No, definitely. It's like, I really want this. And she's like, no, he better have the best abs and the best truck in school or I have no time. She's literally, she lays down, she works at a Buckle. She loves some glitter.
A buckle.
Have you heard of a buckle?
Like an accessory store?
Yeah.
Like,
no. The Buckle is kind of like a midway between
the icing / Claire's.
But better.
Okay.
It's like very pricey, glittery, kind of like low-cut.
Is it like the
jeans
Aldo of accessories?
Of the Midwest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? She sells the shit out of that and dates a cute guy who's a welder on the side.
Sure, she does. And I bet she wears a bow real cute.
She does.
Yeah, I bet. Does your sister like bows?
She does enjoy a bow.
I have some bows I can send her. I have some ponytail elastic bows by Gina Made It.
She would love
I handed them out at Bonnaroo 2 years ago, but I still have a sack of them at my apartment. Yeah. Just like maybe like, you know, 12 of them.
Yeah. Alexandra's like that girl, you know, I always wanted to be like that big brother, like the cool gay brother. I was like, honey, let me give you advice. And she's like, please, I've seen the dudes that you blow. Calm down. She's like 15. She's like, no, honey. She's like, honey, no.
Honey, no. Max wants to do a show called Honey Yes, Honey No.
Yeah, because there's so much in life where it's like, you know, you've got like a friend and, you know,
that'll be like our second spinoff podcast.
Honey Yes, Honey No.
My boss at my like first job always used to go, oh, honey. I got oh, honeyed every day.
Every day. And that was just basically, it's like a very kind of Southern thing. Like, oh, bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
He was from Florida, though, but he's like,
that's Southern.
He's very New York. Like,
but Florida, but Floridian.
And just,
that sounds mess. Wait, what part of Florida?
What part of Florida is
was he from? Because that'll say a lot about him. God, I hope not Tallahassee. You haven't seen death until you fucked a frat boy, like from Tallahassee or like Daytona.
True.
Oh, God.
Jersey, though. Oh. I mean, I'm
I see you. I see you, Jersey, across this table. I don't hate like a meathead Jersey guy. Like, that's fine with me.
They love their mom.
I went to college with a lot of those guys.
Yeah.
I really liked guys from Jersey in college.
They're good. They're like salt of the earth guys.
Guys who go to Boston from New Jersey are smart. Yeah. The guys who stay in New Jersey are like salt of the earth dumb, but still love their moms.
And they work hard. And they're hard. I feel like the state of Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll take you to it. But you only take people to diners who you like love. Because you're not trying to like camp out at a diner with like some loser. Truthfully. Mm-hmm.
That's
like, I'm not gonna go to a diner.
Like how Danielle Staub took her daughters to diners because she loves them.
Because you want to like camp out,
Jillian and
you're not
Christine.
Trying to go to Panera for like 10 minutes.
Oh,
you're
God, to go to I haven't been to a Panera forever.
My sister.
I love Panera.
They're over that, their bread rolls are.
Don't bring the Staub sisters.
Because we're sisters and we're
Wait,
sisters.
Can we talk about Teresa? Sorry, I'm derailing.
Oh, yes. She's getting out of jail.
No, she's going into jail.
No, no, she's already in jail and she's getting back out in February.
Serious?
I swear to God, she's...
Chrissy, you are so unmatched. Like, go back into your fucking K-hole. Like, where are you? She's been in jail since the 5th. I can't, like... What?
It's been 5 days.
Since my birthday, she's been in jail, and now she's getting freed
in February.
And when
this airs, it will have been like 2.5 months. Jesus. Guys, pray. Hashtag pray for Chrissy.
Pray for Chrissy. Like, stop worrying about everything else and pray for Chrissy.
Let's just start a fucking t-shirt store. Pray for Chrissy.
It'll be, yes. I love that. I think it'd be fun. It'd be delightful.
I'm sorry. To Chrissy's parents.
Malls is exhausted now. Chrissy is just exhausted.
I tried. I can't, maybe, yeah, Christina needs to for sure breastfeed her because it's doing something to that damn plant.
Please. I mean, really, this plant is so just, it's like an Irish valley.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's Christina needs to start selling her breast milk.
Christina's going to pump and dump.
Christina, ooh, hashtag pump and dump the whole time.
My God, we're back to the bro sex terms.
Pumping right now.
Going to pump and dump you, bitch. No.
It's a mechanical
Honey,
pump.
No. Honey, no.
Honey, yes. Honey. All right. You guys, you can call us at 323-450-7408 and get your calls in to us.
We have so much wisdom.
Yes, wisdom. And you guys, you can just like call and say almost anything. Sometimes I just want to like hear your voices. Yeah. We get a lot of great calls, but then sometimes I'm like, I feel like people hold back because they don't feel comfortable calling. So
Let
if you
go.
Guys just want to like just the tip it with some like, you know,
just a little bit.
Little bit practice,
mm-hmm.
Feel free to have fun. Max, do you understand what we do here?
I mean, from what I've listened to, and I've listened to many, it's
oh,
just,
have?
I feel, no, truly,
it's
I feel
not
like,
lies, because no. You're going to get caught if you're
oh, no,
lying now.
No.
Okay.
Well, mainly. Okay. All of it are lies. Just a beautiful lie.
Mostly.
I'm like a beautiful liar, kind of like that. Remember that Shakira Beyonce song?
Yes.
That was it. Where, first of all, as a side note, and before I evade this question, where is Shakira?
Oh, Shockey's around doing Crest commercials or whatever right
they
now.
They pay well.
Yeah, Derek like told me as like a he's like, oh, Shakira's so interesting. I'm like, what do you get fucking hard on Shakira? Like masturbates toothpaste commercial.
She had a baby. She's taking care of her baby.
Shockey's good.
I love that Hips Don't Lie. I know I'm the only person ever.
I like
that
Men in This Town.
No, it was the number one song of it was the number one single of the 2000s.
It was it
best,
really?
Yeah, it was the best-selling single.
I beg to differ because I think Christina Aguilera's Dirty is really the song of the 2000s.
Those wardrobe choices in that video had me so fucked up about how to act in my 20s. Because,
oh my
like,
God.
I was, like, 14 when that video came out. And she'd be like, this is how people dress when they're 19. And then, like, I turned 19 and I did not dress like that. And that I was not going to dress like that in the foreseeable future. And then even just today at Starbucks, I was thinking, I'm not kidding you. I was thinking in line, like, that is so weird that I'm never going to dress like her in that video.
And she taught me.
I was thinking about that fucking today at Starbucks.
But that's why it's the most powerful single, because it is stuck with us.
It's true.
I mean, I just feel like I always liked her best. Like, of all those girls, like her and Brittany and Jessica.
Oh, no. I cried when she won her Grammy for Best New Artist, because I was like, because she had just kind of come out after Brittany, and Brittany was like considered a fan favorite and was probably going to win. But then Christina took it, and I just like lost my shit. And I was like, there is a God. And like, I think that was like the year that Matt and Ben won for Good Will Hunting. And
that's
that
about 3
also...
years earlier, babe. But that's okay. That's my, whatever. Who remembers these things?
My mom's
not
only
me,
children
obviously.
Have less memories of their childhood. But like, I remember being really emotional about a couple sleeper wins like that around that time.
Well, yeah. I did, you know, what I liked about the Matt and Ben years was like, they just seemed happier. Like, don't they both just seem kind of not as, they're not as fun.
Ben Affleck seems miz. Matt Damon seems really happy. I love his family.
They are cute.
Jennifer Garner's the best mom. Like,
oh, that ever lived.
I always used to say that about her. Whenever I had to like write stupid gossip posts, I'd always like find Jennifer Garner photo galleries with her kids with their little weird glasses. And like, she just doesn't even like give a fuck. Like, she's like full blown, like, Just wearing like what you would wear if you lived in any state in this country and were any normal woman that was like attractive, fit, and like had a little bit of cash. Like she's normal. Yeah. I always love felt
like she
her.
Doesn't get it nearly like she was so good in Dallas Buyers Club.
Great.
So good in Juno. I feel like she's never really gotten the so proper. Good in Juno. So good in Juno.
She was amazing in Alias. Like people forget that show. Yeah,
she was. Oh, that is such a good show.
Christmas break.
That was a great show.
They always used to write about her workout routine that she'd like wake up and work out for 4 hours.
Oh God, that just sounds like
or 2 hours. I don't know. No, 2 hours maybe. Maybe 40.
Yeah, because she's allowed to like eat and you know breathe and not wear those whore wigs. Do you remember the whore wigs on that show?
No.
There were more multicolor like those ones. Wigs. You know where she was like
I think those is like stripper slash Britney having a meltdown slash Amanda Bynes. God bless. I feel really sad about Amanda.
No, we talked about that. Like it's really not even funny at this point. Like it hasn't been funny in a long time, and anything like that's not funny. But it's like oh God, it's like honey, no.
No.
Honey, please.
But why is Lohan laughable, but then she's not?
Just because, again, you know, in all my knowledge of nothing, I just feel that Lindsay Lohan is much more, I don't think her problems are mental, to be perfectly honest. I think she's, you know, indulges and drinks too much and does all that jazz. But
I think she's really smart.
Well, sure. Well, I mean, okay.
I do. Sure. I think she actually is a really intelligent person.
Oh, no. I don't think she's dumb, but, you know. Yeah. I mean, she's not making good choices. But
no, not good choices.
Although she's living in Britain. Look, I give her props because...
Which is she, Beverly Hills, she.
Oh, hey.
Do you know what I'm doing?
No, wait. What are you doing?
Pandora Vanderpump's wedding planner, Ken.
Oh, God.
The gay guy that actually I heard was Martin Short's basis for his father of the bride character.
Really?
Yeah. Well, do you want to take our calls?
Could we please?
I'm sure we have a million loose ends here. We were talking about like Alias,
that's
Jennifer
fine.
Garner, like.
No, let's take the calls. I want to, we have the wisdom.
Choice. Okay.
Someone has to learn from our mistakes.
I know, that's true. Okay, so let's do this.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Dive in.
Hey, Malls. I'm just calling in with a question about my work situation. I'm currently teaching English in South Korea. Well, teaching is a pretty strong term. I'm more of like a babysitter slash day camp leader. And it's like fucking terrible. It's just terrible. I know that you lived in Koreatown for a while, so you probably have some idea of what Korea might be like. It's probably worse. It's basically like being stuck in a Chinatown. My coworkers are psychos or they don't speak English. And they put me up in this apartment that, like, doesn't even have a flushing toilet. It, like, stopped working, and they say they can't fix it until April. So my question is, should I just bail? I signed a contract that's pretty rough. They, like, fuck you pretty hard if you try to quit early. It's like, you basically don't get back any of the deposits you put down. So do you think I should just stick it out and like suffer, or should I just suck in peace? Let me know what you think. Thanks.
Oh, honey. Honey.
Oh, no.
No. So, wait, let's recap. No shitter.
No, can we start with I lived in Koreatown, Los Angeles. So I must know a little bit of what Korea is like. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, there's a lot of Korean stuff in Koreatown.
But it's an Americanized Koreatown.
It's also very Mexican.
Oh, is it?
Lawaka is in the center of Koreatown. But I like Korean stuff. So I wasn't bothered by it.
Wait, what Korean stuff do you like? Because you told me you like hate Korean barbecue, don't you?
I don't like Korean barbecue.
You hate throwing meat on it.
No, but I love all their little shops. Like I'm kind of makeup. No, I love their makeup stores are great. They have like great skin products. They have great like, and it's all at a really affordable price. And like, that's how I discovered like using black charcoal products for exfoliation. They have like their Biore strips.
Which is now like in vogue.
Are black charcoal. And so I ordered like a 20 pack of them online because I stopped living in Koreatown. So I didn't have access to them. But I used to get all my fake eyelashes for really cheap because I went through like a 1.5 year phase where I just wore fake eyelashes every day. And
everybody does.
You could get like, I would live next to a Korean underwear outlet. So I could get like all my like socks, tights, leggings, underwear, bras. They had makeup. They had some.
Why would you ever leave?
No, it was great. I like bought pajamas there. They had all sorts of great stuff. And it was all like really cute and well made. Point is, I really liked living amongst Korean things.
I don't think this girl does.
She does not. So I don't, I can't really say I do relate, but it sounds like her circumstance is really shitty. And it's almost like, girl, if you were in prison, wouldn't you just get your family to like re-up the commissary?
Yeah.
Like, I just think you need to get some amenities for yourself and stick it out.
Well, and not only that, to be perfectly honest, it's like, it's not, you knew it's not going to be a pleasure cruise. You're like teaching English.
It's not about you.
It isn't about you.
It's kind of like,
suck it up and it'll build character.
If you weren't going to Korea to like teach Korean kids, then you'd stay in America.
Exactly.
But you wouldn't.
No. Yeah. You'd live next to a Baskin and Robbins. You'd be happy, mm-hmm. but you made this choice and you should probably just stick with it.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know if they have 31 flavors in South Korea. That's what sucks.
That would be tough.
I don't like Baskin Robbins. I'm not going to lie. I'm an ice cream snob.
Are you
like
a Dairy Queen?
Brigham's, Bluebell. I'll do Dairy Queen. Yeah. Like, I like the vanilla with the red dip.
Have you been to a Sonic?
Oh, I actually have, and I had a brilliant idea, which was to bring my iPad and watch Daria on it while I was eating.
Oh, I was there. I drove you there. It was your iPad. Yeah.
What did you have?
I don't remember.
Tots.
Oh, the Tots.
I remember really wanting one of those blue, what is it? A
slushy.
A Tidal Wave or something. It's called, like, it's a specific blue drink because, you know, they have like over a million flavor combinations.
They do.
So I wanted to take advantage of that. I had a raspberry lime one. When I was living in Austin, I would like once in a while drive all the way to Sonic.
I feel like maybe this girl should move back to the States and move near a Sonic.
Okay.
Because I think that might be a good fit.
Stick it out because you fucking started something. And it's not a long-term thing.
No.
Like, it's really, no, she's not going to die there.
No, she's fine.
She's probably protected in some sort of little Korean school situation. She's fine.
I want to know what she's shitting in, though, because if the toilet's broken for 2 weeks, I'm guessing a bucket.
I'm sure she gets into a village on weekends where she can take one crazy shit. The human body's amazing.
She needs like a Korean friend who also speaks English and like,
or she needs to learn conversational Korean.
That's true. What is she doing there teaching like English and not like communicating with people?
Easy to teach English when it's the only language you speak, I guess. You're just forcing like, everyone around you.
Just yelling at people.
That's why she's a babysitter and the kids aren't getting involved because they don't understand what she's teaching them.
Communicate with people. You're there to communicate.
Yeah.
On all levels.
That's real, Chrissy.
Don't pound on the table. Like,
Jesus.
I did that earlier, too. I'm sorry.
She's in a downward spiral. She needs another hit.
She really does.
Should we just stop the podcast so Chrissy can go free base on the veranda? Whatever this thing is, a fucking wraparound balcony over the fucking freeway. Freebasing. I'll take a cell phone pic and send that to her mother.
Then we'll Snapchat it.
Yeah.
What does that mean, freebasing?
Oh, Chrissy.
I know that's something I should know.
It's when you like, when it's in a movie or like whatever, when they cook it and then they smoke the air. They smoke the smoke off the cookie thing.
Sorry.
You know?
So basically, what should this girl do?
Stay there and finish your job.
No, finish, honey. Finish.
Suck it up. And as I said, just just have your family, quote unquote, refill the commissary.
No, seriously. Like,
go get some amenities. Take a fucking bus into the village.
Have
get
a good
inventive.
Weekend. Yeah.
Go buy a good lotion. Like, the pleasures in life are once, even you get back to America, the pleasures in life are going to be so small anyway that you're just like, whatever. Like, you're going to be, when you get back here, you're going to feel stupid. You're going to be like, I actually miss the quiet time I had in South Korea because no one fucking spoke my language.
And not only that, think about all the exercise you're getting, like emptying the shit pail. Yeah. And that's the blessing. That really is.
Let's take our next call.
Hey, Malls. This is Rose. I've called in the past before asking questions about maintaining a good college career and getting a job and stuff. Lately, everything's been better with me since I've gotten a writing job, internship. My birthday's in a couple of weeks, and normally around this time of the year, I get huge, huge anxiety / isolation issues. Like, I end up just piling everything I have to do into a small corner of my room and feel complete, like, procrastination coming up my blood. If you can give me some advice on not to procrastinate, because I have a huge issue with procrastinating around this time of the year. I often feel pretty useless around this time of the year because I am from the East Coast and it gets really cold and there's no sun for days, and I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. So please let me know what are the best ways to stay, high energy around this time of year. I just recently signed up for the bar method, so hopefully that will help me, but I would love to hear what you have to say about it. Thank you so much. I love you. Bye.
Hey, Rose. So Christina told me she didn't play me your call because you called about writing, and we kind of already addressed that in Herbie's backpack, but I'm glad it worked out for you. That's awesome. Okay. So, like, I've totally have no advice about procrastination because I totally procrastinate myself, and that's a new trait for me. Like, I guess I always used to, like, write my essay the last night, under the gun. But I do have to say a general thing for this time of year is seasonal affective disorder. And the thing that I've been told by a therapist before and that friends have been told by a therapist before, so I kind of feel comfortable repeating this because it's, like, been around,
sure,
is that a lot of therapists recommend going tanning in the winter. And that, like, that boost of vitamin D and, like, the overall, like, warmth and, like, feeling that will, like, really send you back out and, like, you'll be feeling better about yourself. It sounds good that you're, like, working out. Obviously, I don't want you to get, like, skin damage, but, you could also just expose yourself to, like, lights. They sell seasonal affective disorder type curing lights online, or treating lights, I guess I should say. But tanning, I've been told, is really good for that. So,
Rose, wouldn't you almost say, like, I feel like almost baby steps with procrastinating. It's like, pick a couple things a day that you want to accomplish and just kind of put them down where you see it all day. Like, if it's putting up a list right when you get up, like, not everything, just a couple things that you're like, I know I want to get this done today.
Don't do it before bed.
No, do it first thing in the morning. Like, almost do it the night before. Write it out, put it out there. And then in the morning when you wake up, you're like, I'm going to do these things today. Do those things. And by the end of the week, all your stuff will be done.
But not before bed.
No,
she's going to go to bed thinking about what she has to do, and it's going to, like, haunt her in her dreams.
Wait, that is,
like,
right.
Do it, like, in the afternoon for the next day or something.
Yeah.
I'm making a vision board this year.
Did I not just?
I'm getting rid of my cynicism towards vision boards. I'm going to make a fucking vision board.
I'm obsessed with mine.
It's going to be meaningful.
No, honey, I'm obsessed. I have one. I'm obsessed. We were talking about this the other night.
Vision boards.
No, literally, because the thing is, you get so bogged down every day. You're just like, you wallow in shit, or like a job's bad, or you're dating a bad guy or some shit. And then the minute you, like, really put it out there in the universe, as sappy and the secrety and bullshitty as this sounds, and really focus on what it is in your life that makes you happy and put it out there so every day you can see it. It's so much easier to be like, you wake up, you see it, and it's like, am I on this path? Yes.
Yeah.
Am I on this path? No. Like, if you put, like, 20 images of things that you really want out of life, if it's a job, if it's family, travel, experiences, purses, so much.
Okay, so Rose, we have talked about Ed does vision boards.
I love it. I'm obsessed with it.
I don't know if Ed talked about it here. You do them.
Yeah.
I think that Rose should do a vision board, yes. send it in to us, and I think the three of us should do vision boards.
Oh my God, and share them. On the blog too. You have to.
Yeah.
Hold us accountable. Yeah.
No, Christina, get over yourself. We fucking talk about your titties being out feeding garden shit.
That could be on the vision board. You want to nurture.
Plants. You don't even know how many plants she humans, has on her balcony, whoever. On that wraparound balcony I mentioned earlier that Chrissy Freebase
is on. It is like Uma Thurman's poison ivy out
Chrissy's
there.
Little drug down.
My vision board is going to just be pictures of cocaine.
I know. Her vision board is going to be like money, 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 cocaine.
A little, maybe a beach holiday.
Like not being arrested.
It's like Al Pacino at the
not
end of Scarface.
Home. Yeah.
That would be, actually, I would put that on my vision board because it's a total moment. Yeah. But I guess not because you don't want that for yourself.
You kind of don't want to end in blood. I don't. I mean, you might.
De Niro's a person I would want to emulate in life. He does good things.
You know who I like to wait, you know who we've
He's
talked
Italian
about?
Italian like you.
You know who you want to live
My
like?
Dad kinda
no,
likes
ladies, you know who you want to live like? Sharon Stone. That's who you that's who you want to live like. No, you do. You do.
I do.
You know who I might want to live like? Edie Falco.
Really?
I feel like she has does she have a together life? Am I wrong?
Well, I mean, she's on that Nurse Jackie, which I don't know if you've ever watched it, but
it's been running.
It's been on forever.
She's fine with the cash.
Yeah, she makes good money.
Let's make vision boards. Shall
we make vision boards.
Real. Hold us accountable, Rose. Make your vision board, and we're going to make ours.
And keep on keeping on, Rose. I feel like Rose is a good gal.
Update us. And Rose, you got a good head on your shoulders. We're proud of you. Let me know, via email what your writing gig is. I want to know. I'm just, bi curious for my own information.
You're byline curious.
Yeah. Let's take our. Oh, Christina, fine. That was a triple entendre.
Ooh.
Okay, let's take our next call.
Hi, Malls. This is Alice. I've called in before about my boyfriend seeing his ex, going to the dog park with her and stuff. So thank you for your advice. I guess to update on that would just be exactly what you said and what my therapist said. I told him, I kind of put my foot down and I was like, look, it's just not appropriate for you to hang out with your ex. I don't think I'm crazy for saying don't do that. And it kind of, he just was like, cool, all right, that's fine. He's not totally understanding of it, but he understands that our relationship is more important. So that's great. Thank you. Basically, now what I would like is for you to read me my angel cards, please. I'm on the verge. I've been wanting to get into comedy for my whole life. And I'm too scared to take the jump. I've been doing improv and stuff since high school, and I'm 24 now. I'm kind of going stir crazy in my normal job. So I was wondering if you could read me my angel cards and give me a little inspiration on getting into that. That would be awesome. Thanks so much. Love you.
Okay, so I love this update because I do think about this caller all the time, and I actually thought about her last night when I was coming over here to record our episode from last week, and my Uber driver had just broken up with her boyfriend. They were trying to figure out how to share the dog.
Okay.
And I thought of her boyfriend and the ex, and I was just you can't, you have to, one of you has to get a new dog.
Yeah, that's for the best.
Yeah, so I'm really glad you called and updated us with that because I, think about you sometimes. So I'm glad. Okay. Okay, so I could totally happy to read your angel cards. Max, do you know what angel cards are?
No, would you please enlighten me?
Okay, it's a daily guidance from your angel oracle cards. It's by this woman called Doreen Virtue, PhD, and it's a 44-card deck. It's not tarot. It's not like tarot, but they are cards. Okay. And they work by transferring your energy to them and speaking to the angels. The only... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, question. So is it just any angels? Are there certain angels?
Okay,
what's
so there's all these different angels. And the angels, so the one that happens to be on the bottom of the deck right now is Time to Go.
Oh.
So if I were to pull Time to Go as one of my three cards, the three cards represent three things. Immediate, past... present.
Okay.
And then immediate future.
Oh.
So it's what you need to work on right now. And it kind of helps you explain what just happened. And they're shockingly accurate. They really are. And I'm happy to give you a reading. The only problem with Alice reading your cards right now is that you didn't ask me, you have to ask the angels a very, very specific question. And it can't be like, is Alice going to make it? Because it's not yes or no. It's more like, am I headed in the right direction? Is comedy the right thing for me? Am I gifted at this? These are the sort of things that you have to ask the angels. So I'm not really sure what to ask, but
I think the right path. I think what you said, you're like, yeah, like, is comedy, should I stay, like, get out of my comfort zone and do what I've wanted to do for a while? Or do I stay in this dead end job?
Am I on my way to going to the next level?
I mean, I just told you what to do. We can ask the angels, but it does sound like she should just get the hell out of Dodge and not be afraid and do the job.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But let's see what the angels say.
Okay. So first you have to cleanse the deck. So I just have to like think about it for a minute. Okay. So then you shuffle the deck and you just shuffle. And if any fallout or anything, that's like a sign. That's everything that happens when you're shuffling the angels is something that's supposed to happen. So it's all.
Oh, so like if a card falls out and you pick it up and whatever it says might.
It's just, that's an extra message from the angels.
Okay.
Outside of your three card reading.
Okay. Are the angels any like denomination? Are they a certain
religion? No.
No, they're just angels.
They're just angels. They talk about God, but like not like a Christian God. Okay. You know? I think it's very, okay. So I have to concentrate. Okay. So for your immediate past, we have release and surrender, which I have to find my book. Sorry, it's right there. To me, right away, just speaks to kind of you moving on in your relish.
Oh, okay. Definitely.
We shower you with blessings of our radiant love. Open your arms and release the challenges that you've held tightly gripped within your hands. Open your hands, arms, and heart to our love and assistance. The angels bring this card to you because they've been trying to fix the situation single-handedly. They love to help you and answer your prayers, but first you need to surrender and release to the situation. Surrender simply means that you're tired of struggling. It means emotionally letting go with faith that the divine wisdom of the spirit, which includes your higher self, can do a better job. Surrender doesn't mean that you're giving up or that you don't want to be controlled. Through surrender, you'll be assured of a better outcome. If you need help with surrender, ask the angels to assist you. Additional meanings, don't worry about how your prayer will be answered. Let God figure out the details. Be willing to ask for help. Release tension and the need to control, and things will go better. Avoid power struggles in your relationship. Simply own your power, and you won't have to fight for it. So that was your immediate past. That's like your most recent struggles have been with this issue regarding the question of, are you headed in the right path with your career? And I'm excited for you. I'm just going to tell you that. I think that that's a positive thing to have in your past because that means change is on the horizon. And you, for your current card, for your present, you got the card Joy, which I think is so chic. Joy is the highest energy of all. It's a magical sense that everything is possible. Right? Joy springs from appreciating the gifts within each moment. Joy allows you to attract and create your present and future moments at their highest possible levels. You drew this card as a reminder that your power comes from staying centered and feeling in a feeling of joy. Ask your angels for guidance about any changes you can make to bring more joy into your life and to the lives of others. If you're feeling trapped or victimized in any way, the angels can ease your burdens. A joyful outlook brings the freedom you desire while your responsibilities are simultaneously met. Additional meanings for this card. Release any parts of your life that aren't joyful. The answer to your question involves choosing the route that brings you the most joy. Release fears while manifesting. Instead, stay focused on feeling the joy if your desire were already a reality. So I think, I'm sorry, that's pretty fucking creepy.
Yeah.
That you want to go into comedy and your card right now is like, move towards joy. Like, move towards a thing that makes you happy. Like, not just, you know, I mean, making your, like, reminding you that that's the best way to go. But, like, you do want to bring other people joy, too. It's just, like, creeps me out how fucking crazy that is. So your immediate future, the thing that your upcoming struggle slash thing to concentrate on is change in direction. The changes you're experiencing are divinely directed to by your newborn willingness to open your heart and to love and our guidance. You are protected now and in the future, so follow your path to the happy outcome you desire. This is great.
You have right? your answer, Alice.
It's weird how, like, accurate the angel card readings have been both times you've done them.
They are just accurate.
It's perfect.
Okay.
Like the path is perfect.
This card signifies that you've had a change of heart that has altered the direction of your life in a positive way. Your old ways of living are no longer of interest to you, and you find yourself avoiding friends and pastimes that previously attracted you. You desire a lifestyle and career that will better fit your new interests and passions. The angels are guiding you through this time of transition. The law of attraction ensures that you will manifest wonderful new opportunities and relationships. Additional meanings for this card. You're starting a new phase of your life. The birth of a new project is in the works. Pregnancy, birth, or adoption of a child is possible. A new element in your life is a blessing, even if it doesn't make sense right now. Alice.
Alice,
it's
go.
It's not me. No. It's the angels.
Honey, yes. The angels.
I'd
honey,
love to
yes.
take credit for it. Honey, yes.
Like, it's written in the cards.
No, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alice, do it. Go for it.
Max, I'll read your cards after if you want.
No, I would love it. I actually
I could
would.
We could do this all night.
No, seriously. That was so nuts.
Yeah.
No, Alice, just go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
I kind of have, out. I truly have chills. Like, that was, you know,
the
at first I was like,
haven't
oh.
haven't failed me again. Mm-mm. But, like, by the way, I'm not going to do that all the time. So you have to call in with a very specific, like, awesome question. I'll do your angels. I'm going to do angels once in a great while.
Yeah.
If your question's specific and the bomb.
Yeah.
So, and don't send any negative energy my way because no. I'll feel it in the angels. Will protect me.
No, they will.
They won't.
I mean, you can't just call on the angels for anything. That's the whole point.
You can
like,
buy
you can't
angel
waste their time.
Cards on Amazon. We should get one of those fucking Amazon links that we get change from. Yeah. How we get that?
Where we get should that be at? Sponsored by the angel cards at this point.
I'll work on it.
Yeah, well,
I don't think the Lifestyles card company has enough money to sponsor us. I'd be surprised.
Wait, I feel like this might be a good moment for you to like bump like improv as a thing to do for networking and like getting out of your comfort zone, because that was a good recommendation to me. Like, and I feel like it is a good recommendation to all people, because sometimes it seems hacky. It's like, oh, I don't know about comedy, like blah, 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 but it's useful in
right.
other things.
Yeah. You're right, Chrissy.
You motivated me to do that. It was a good thing. So
I'm happy. We do great things here.
You and the angels.
Yay.
Hooray.
Yay, angels.
Get
go
it, angels. Go,
go angels.
Angels.
It's your birthday. Mm. Angels. Mm-mm. Angels.
Do you remember Angels in, oh shit, Angels in the Outfield?
Yeah.
You remember that little movie?
Little yeah. like Joseph Gordon-Levitt was
bless
so small
him.
In that movie.
I know. And now he's married. It's sad.
She's awesome. The woman that he married is like the head of a robotics company.
Why don't you just fist her? You're like, I love her.
She raises plants.
It's the letters segment of the show. Max, this is where we read letters. Do you want to do some like maybe some dramatic readings of some letters?
I would love nothing more.
I knew it. Okay, let's
I know you're shocked.
Okay, we have a letter. Ready? Please advise. I'm a 25-year-old gay male living in Los Angeles that has never been in a committed relationship. I've been more committed to education and work through the last couple of years. I haven't been worried about this until really recently, as my close friends are becoming married and having kids. Should I be concerned that I've never experienced feeling romantically loved? How does a gay male find love in the snake pit of a town? P.S. I'm a little socially awkward, thus I've tried OkCupid, but all that I seem to date are lawyers, a.k.a. players, assholes. Thanks. Loves you.
Arlen.
His name's Arlen. I didn't want to... It's like he gave his first, middle, and last, which I'm like, ooh, intense. look, like, I think that there's nothing wrong with being 25.
No.
Okay, I've always said, like, to Ed, especially, I'm like, do you know how much like I respect like my gay guy friends that are trying to have a committed relationship in Los Angeles?
It's true. It's not easy.
Because first of all, I love that he's meeting lawyers, because everyone I know is like dating like industry assholes, and they're like, where can I meet a lawyer? Yeah, like I remember making a concerted effort when I joined Match.com for 1 week to try and find a lawyer to date, because I thought we could have an interesting like debate dynamic.
The thing with the lawyers, I mean, they're usually great lays because they're so uptight and they've got to get like the energy out some way, but no.
Right.
This kid sounds like a sweetheart who should probably just let it happen organically, as sappy as that sounds. But like, you're not going to find love on the Match.com. You're going to find some dick and some shady dick at that, which you seem like you're not into, Arlen. So
if you live in LA, you can go, you have so much access to things to do that are gay. Yeah. Even if you live 40 minutes outside the city, it is worth coming to West Hollywood. You don't have to, if you go to the bar scene, you don't have to drink if that's not your thing. Like, so, you know, I don't love it when people are like, I don't do clubs, I don't drink. It's like, well, you have to leave the house and you have to go to the place where all the gay people are.
That's true. Not
like happens to be Trader Joe's. I mean, you can also like walk around Trader Joe's with just a box of cereal in your cart for hours and hours at a time doing slow circles.
Or if you can sing, join the like West Hollywood gay men's choir.
Or like a sport. You know what I would suggest, Arlen? Join a sporting team, a book club, like places where you're going to meet
a gay
dudes.
Dodgeball yeah. team.
Oh,
or
that's
something.
Perfect.
Wouldn't that be cute?
Arlen, you'd be, they'd like, yeah, they'd love you on that, Arlen. Just go for it.
And Ryan O'Connell said, like, go to cooler bars. Like, if it's, you don't like the WeHo scene, like, go to, like, Akbar or, like, the Silver Lake scene. But, Max, you seem to pick up ass everywhere you go in every city. Also, and I just, he seems to want to relish.
So, let me tell you about this. But, so, I have found the relationships that, for me, that I've worked, where I've dated and been committed, have all been organic, like I said. Like, literally, like, nothing that I've ever picked up online or out at a bar has ever lasted. Like, what's truly lasted is if I meet someone, make a connection, and then pursue something very much like, kind of, I hate to say the natural way, but like the, kind of like that Friends, you know, like on Friends when they're at a coffee shop and they like run into someone and, ooh, it's so exciting and new and all that shit. That works. Like for me, that works because anytime I have to work for something and, you know, like build interest in someone and really, you know, want to get to know them, then I want to pursue them much more than like if, you know, I just send a fucking dick pic out and go, how goes it? Want to hang? Like, you know, if you come over and suck my dick, I'm going to like it, but we're not going to date.
Right.
And not in a bad way, but it's just not going to happen.
But do you think there are some guys that are on there that like, I mean, I know guys that are on there for relationships.
I just don't, you know, the thing with internet dating is just like with anything, it's like, it's too easy to hide behind things. Like, you know, I just feel like you put so much energy and effort into your online persona and that rarely ends up being who you actually are.
Right.
And then you're just like, and, you know, it's all swipe left, swipe right, and all this shit. It's like, if you really want to make a connection, you just got to, you know, get out there, go up and talk to people. If they, you know what? Everyone has, it gets turned down. There's nothing wrong with that. If anything, like, don't get discouraged. Yeah. But just, you got to go out and go for it. Right?
I think so. Fucking stick it in, go deep till it hits your balls.
Not on the first date, though. That's the other advice. I'm just saying, Arlen.
Balls deep. You can't.
No.
I feel like he's very not too sexual.
I mean, he does. I mean,
I'm getting like he probably masturbates
a lot. And cuddles. Like,
is really cute and cuddles.
But we talked about that. We remember the prince, my best friend, the prince, who's like this beautiful gay man, but all he wants to do is hold hands and cuddle.
Yeah.
And every gay man's like, no, I don't think that's what we do.
Right.
They're like, no, I don't understand that. Like, you know.
There's, you know, everyone has a different level.
They do. But no, you'll find it. He'll find it. Yeah.
I mean, no, I'm fine. But yeah. No. You'll find it.
Arlen, you'll find it. But you do got to put yourself out there. And get off Match.com, because that is just, you're not going to find anything there.
No. Match.vom. Okay, we have another letter. This one's supposed to be about like a psychic reading because I was talking about psychic readings with Christina a couple weeks ago. We both got kind of like ripped off by a psychic. It was a Leslie Grossman episode.
Oh.
And she like told us the exact same future and then tried to sell I don't know if she did this to Christina, tried to sell me a $1,000 crystal.
I was being very combative and I was like, no, I am close to my family. Your reading's not accurate at all. So I don't think she tried it with me.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to believe.
We all do.
Yeah.
We all just care, but
then we went to Rockin' Riley's and had like snacks and beer and just smoked in the back.
So Max is going to read the letter.
Okay, Max, sorry, go ahead.
No, please. So letter 3. Hi, Malls, and please advise crew. This email isn't about incest or anything serious at all. I just had to share my crazy psychic experience with you when I heard you were being slowly poisoned. I was at lunch with a girlfriend when a woman walked up to me and was like, I really need to talk to you. Please come find me when you're done eating. And I was like, lols? How do you say it? Lols.
LOLs.
Lols. And then a K. I find her later and she is with her family. And she tells me she needs to speak to me because she feels mad vibes and feels like she has a lot she could share with me. I was rude and young, so my first instinct was like, I don't have money. She said, I don't need money. Your vibrations are so strong, I have to tell you what's coming to me. So, all in caps, she does. She tells me a lot of things. My ex-boyfriend's birth and death date, his entails, weird things. She talked about my grandpa, whose death anniversary had just passed, basically reduced me to tears, and I was an instant believer. So she was really like, I want to give you a full reading, please come to my house. So I made an appointment to go to the stranger's house to get a full reading. I used the buddy system in case it was a crazy sex trafficking thing. It wasn't.
Smart.
No, that is smart. She's the smart, this girl's smart. My homegirl just watched cartoons.
I'm the same.
Wait, listen. I like this psychic. My homegirl just watched cartoons with her kids in the front room while we spoke in the dining room. Then shit got weird. She told me that evil spirits were after me and in order to wait. Oh my God. She told me that evil spirits were after me and in order to ward them off, she had to make a full-size crystal statue of me. So that when the evil spirits try to attack me, they would attack the crystal statue and not attack me. She also told me I need to strip down naked so she can get all aspects of my body for the crystal statue. You know, for accuracy. I told her I was going to the bank and we ran the fuck away. Until your poison story, I thought my story was totally unique and not a part of the Psychic Scam Handbook 101. Had to share. Thanks for doing you. Oh, she's a doll.
Oh my God, I love her, first of all. Wait, what's her name again?
Is it, forgive me, Ani, A-U-N-N-I?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know.
Ani?
But, okay, cool. But anyway, girl, the first thing I thought was that the reason why she wanted you to take your clothes off was that she was going to take pictures and then blackmail you with them. Because, like, why else? Like, come on. Like, not even the psychic wants that.
No, I mean, the spirits,
fake psychic wants to see you naked.
No.
That has to be for blackmail purposes or something.
And also the spirits, like, if there's a you kind of look like a crystal statue and the statue kind of looks like you, they're going to take the statue.
It's also probably her trying to figure out how much money she can get out of you. Because if you're willing to get naked, then she knows that you're, like, totally buying
desperate.
It.
Yeah.
Desperate.
Yeah.
But then if you, like, don't get naked, then she
she's like, oh, like, shit, the jig is up.
She's like, okay, so I'm only going to be able to get, like, 1,000 from this one now. Yeah. But, like, a full-size crystal.
That's a lot.
That's, like, I mean, she probably wanted a fucking down payment for a house.
Oh, God.
Save your money, honey.
Save it. Save it for something that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
Botox.
What? Like
Botox.
Botox.
I still think it's a viable option.
I like really nice cheese.
Oh, yeah. Nice sharp cheddar.
Like I really, there's like a Irish Isles like cheddar trio at Trader Joe's right now.
Sounds
like
magical.
Scottish cheddar, Irish cheddar, like Welsh cheddar or something, I think. I'm really excited to like get into all of it.
A nice trip. There's so much better things you could spend that money
on. I'm on the Scottish now. It's not that great, but we'll see.
Yeah. We'll move forward.
I like to experience my heritage.
I mean, there's a lot, so much to discover.
Maybe you could just like, love the world. I love to travel.
I do enjoy a nice travel.
That's why you shop at Target and Old Navy, you said the other night?
No, seriously, that's why, because it's like, you know what? I can buy some nice flannel at an affordable price and go to Australia for a month.
I had a really good Nordstrom Rack day.
Yeah, you said that.
I had a really good Nordstrom. It's the one that Ed always hypes. It's in Glendale. And I got like a Vince kind of like half silk, half cotton baseball tee sort of situation. Mm-hmm. And I got
some great shoes.
I got some Vans and I got, yeah, just like another shirt. I'm like excited. I'm going to probably wear it tomorrow. I
think you should. Yeah. Oh, and your birthday.
My birthday tomorrow. Oh, it'll be long gone by then. People are so tired of hearing about it.
No, whatever. It's a holy day.
You're a holy day.
No, so are you.
Okay, I want to go back to the calls.
Yeah, well, could we please?
Okay.
Hi, Malls. My name is Stella. I called you a little while ago, and you and Courtney Robertson said really nice things about just doing you and self-confidence and stuff. And I was horrified at my voice. In the recording that you played, I feel like it sounded like a freaky shut-in with my question. So I have a juicier question for you this time. I've been hooking up with guys from Tinder, just playing the field, having some fun, experiencing some weird shit, and I had a thought, and I hope that maybe you could like go on a rant about this or just something. Give me something. Okay, so we've got this biology thing where you have sex with someone and you're, like, chemically predisposed to fall in love with them. Like, that's kind of the deal. Like, you have sex and chemicals are released and you think you're in love sometimes. So I have this problem that I didn't even like this guy, and then I had sex with him, and then I went insane, and I thought I was in love with him, and then I felt really embarrassed, and I feel like this is probably a normal problem, maybe. So anyways, I was thinking that it's kind of fucked up in our society that you get the right hormones and you think you're in love, but then you feel ashamed about it. Like, oh, that's not supposed to happen because that is what's supposed to happen. Am I a Mormon? Am I, like, really old-fashioned? Are my hormones making me crazy? What's going on? Please advise. Thanks, girl.
Yeah, girl, you're Mormon. Next call. No, I mean, look, here's the thing is that I think that you sound young, and I think that you haven't learned yet that sleeping around doesn't work for you. And by sleeping around, I mostly just mean sleeping with someone early, sleeping with someone before you know them really well. And, like, I think that you sound like someone that is best suited knowing that a commitment is possible when you think about having sex with someone.
Like, honey, I don't think you really find sleeping around fun. Like you said earlier, like, oh, I'm just having fun, kind of, you know, dating guys or fucking guys from Tinder. That's not fun. You
and
don't want to
do
that.
You can date guys. Yeah. But
dating doesn't mean
fun.
No,
that's
exactly.
You know, you can.
You don't owe them that.
No. And actually, guys like that when you're like, hey, just so you know.
No, when you have to work for it, I'm going to tell you ladies right now, like, for some reason, there's been like a shift with like where a bunch of girls are like afraid to like, they're like, well, if I don't give him sex, then he's just not going to care for me. It's like, no, bitch, honey, if you have to work, if he has to work for it, he will work for it. And if he's not willing to work for it,
just wait till you're actually comfortable.
Ready. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll stay interested because the minute he knows that you value yourself enough that you're not going to do something until you feel comfortable.
True.
And, no, it's true. They
and
sense
then you
it.
Guys like respect each other. Like it's like respect is very important. And I think a lot of times when like guys like treat girls in a way that makes them feel dissed, like the kind of behavior that women interpret as like being insulted, insulting, it oftentimes is just like their different way of, wait, what was I saying?
Talking about not letting dudes disrespect you.
Oh, like they just don't respect you yet.
Yeah, well, I just feel like
they don't know you well enough to.
I don't think you. Well, okay, we're gonna get real here right now, honey. I don't think you know yourself well enough yet to just be, because you know you go all over the place, kind of in your call. Like at first you're like, I'm just having fun, but then I have fun and I fall in love. You're not falling in love. You're just, you've got way too many emotions running around, and until you get that shit situated, there's no need to be like fucking dudes from Tinder.
And that's the thing is that like you are trying to like boyfriend dudes that are in the mindset that you're a girl from Tinder.
Yeah.
And so, like, you're trying to find a boyfriend on Tinder, basically, which, Like, I'm not, I don't know what your particulars are, if you, like, do it on the first date or if you wait three or what you do.
No.
But I'm saying if you hook up with a guy from Tinder the first night, that's exactly what he was in the market for. Like, that's kind of, that's not even a relation, like, I think that's what, isn't that what Tinder is?
No, used it. It's technically supposedly it's dating, but we all know what it is. Come
There's
on.
There's probably been, like, a Tinder wedding or two.
Yeah, that's ended in unhappiness.
The fucking owner of Tinder had a Tinder wedding.
Did he?
He seems like a loser. Like,
yeah, Chrissy, talk about Tinder.
Do you Tinder, babe?
I did.
Chrissy's Tinder was on 2020, and she was wearing my old dress in her picture.
Gay Tinder's a mess. Tinder's a mess. Straight Tinder's a little more viable.
Think straight Tinder just depends. Like, you have to be good at screening people, and, like, people want to date you. Like, you might get a dude who wants to date you, but if you're calling yourself insane, like, you called yourself insane. You're like, oh, yeah, I had good sex, and then I went insane. Like, no, you didn't go insane. You just hooked up with a guy and you liked him and he didn't want a relationship. That doesn't make you insane.
No, that makes you normal.
You have to re-up your policies. Yeah.
And you just have to also, like, work on as much self-control as possible in terms of what he sees. Because when you say go insane, like, I hope that, like, you're not going nuts on all these guys.
I think she probably knows that she went a little nuts on him. Yeah. You know, I think you probably went more than a little nuts. It sounded like you were like, oh, I went insane. Am I a Mormon?
She's not having, like, a Fatal Attraction Glenn Close moment.
No, but you probably sent, like, 30 drunk texts one night. Or something.
I feel
like
it's
that,
a bunch,
you know,
of guys.
Like,
she's,
like, yeah, it was said, like, plural, didn't it? Kind of like.
Yeah, I think she's like, this is her pattern on Tinder.
Yeah.
She either has to just not fuck them or, yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's not built for it. She's not, can't handle it. Mm-mm. She can't handle the truth.
You and Harlan, okay. And Harlan need to go out together. Yeah. I don't know where this girl lives, but they need to go to the straight bar one night and the gay bar the next, and then, like, literally just go and talk to five people until you find a decent person to go out with. That's what
you
need to do.
Keep it light.
Yes.
Keep it light.
The weather, you know.
Because, by the way, like, you don't know if you actually really like these people.
Like, how much can you really tell? Like, seriously, it's like, that's why I like for apps, it's like the sex part is great because, you know, it can be, it's like, hey, what are you into? What are you into? Here's dick pic. That's kind of easy. But, like, the whole idea of getting to know someone for, like, weeks on end online and then meeting, like, to me, that's very foreign. The sex part I get and I'm like, yes. But the, like, oh, I'm going to fall in love. And instead of just, like, meeting up, I'm going to wait 2 months and then get to know you. And then we have a date. And it's like, oh, yeah, you have a brother or sister. And it's like, yeah, I told you online 2 months ago. Right. And I'm like, I don't remember. So that's my tirade.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's like reading someone's blog before you know them. Like,
oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Totally.
From a group of people that all met each other. You
but guys, this kind of love is different, though.
It's different.
It really is.
Between all of us, I have a very special relationship with every person here. I love everyone here.
Yeah.
And we're praying for Chrissy. you guys can call us at 323-450-7408 or email us at askpeaceadvice@gmail.com. Please send us your updates if you called in this week or any other week. We're still dying to hear from you. You saw I lit up when Alice called about this dog in the park situation with the ex-girlfriend. I hated that. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr. You can just find us by searching PLZ Advise. We're on SoundCloud.com/PLZAdvise. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. We love that so much. And just, like, engage with us on Soch. We're going to try and do some more fun stuff for you guys soon. And we have a listener question of the week, which is something that I started last week. We're going to be asking a question that we want you to interact with on social. And this week's question is, what do you think is going on with Bruce Jenner?
Oh, God.
Just your personal take. I'm not saying maybe he's transgender. Maybe he's just like wants to feel young and hip. That's another theory that I heard floated. Just wants to be young and hip.
I feel like there's a lot of layers there.
Right.
I don't think it's any one thing.
No.
I think he's figuring himself out, too.
Right. Just interact with us on social. Get back to us with what do you think is going on with Bruce Jenner? What's his deal? You can hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, whatever. We'd love if you wanted to email us, maybe send us some sort of like video. That would be tight. We'd share it on our Tumblr. Just interact with us. Give us your answers to our listener question of the week. What's the deal with Bruce Jenner? Max, we do a thing here on the show called Free Advice, which is perfect because when we were at the Empire premiere the other night, I was like kind of giving you the rundown on what it is we do here.
Yeah.
And we ran into the best free advice ever.
Well, first of all, she ran into us.
Yes.
She literally, I mean, like, oh God, do you want, will you start? Like,
I can't even lose friends and alienate people too. Like, this is like really what it was.
But like the straight to video on demand release.
Because, oh my God, it was the most bootleg thing. It was the web series. It was like the web series made by college students as like part of their final. But like the kid who was doing it was like a stoner. Like, oh, that's totally what it was. So we were at the Empire premiere and like, I had said to you earlier in the day, you asked me to be your date. I thought all day that Empire was going to be a sci-fi show. Like, I didn't even look it up, but I Googled it right before I left the house. So I put on this, like, I had on black leggings. Yeah. And, like, I put on my little black boots that I got at Gregory's, like, a.k.a. not cheap. Put on this, like, really cute, like, Fred Siegel shirt that was, like, lips and, like, big red lips. Like a little print. It was, like, kind of like, cool graphic, but, like a cartoon of lips, like...
Beautiful leather jacket.
And my beautiful leather jacket that I got at Scoop in New York, which is where Jill Zarin took Allie Zarin back to school shopping.
And that says a lot.
Right.
But yeah, you look great. And you know, and your hair was done simply yet elegant. Cute. You look gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. I had a little makeup on, had to wear glasses, whatever, the whole thing.
Yeah, and I was in like a lesbian chic flannel and some dark old navy pants.
You were like, wearing like good. You look good. We were both super passable. Sure. But so a lot of people there were really, really dressed up.
Now, but some were, but there were a lot not.
Now, a lot of people in the audience weren't that dressed up at the actual show, but people at the party, not everyone, a lot of the people at the party were like above the line, so to speak. True. Like they were the cast, the crew, the directors, like a lot
executives.
Of like, it seemed like a lot of execs. It's stuff like that, exactly. Yep. And when we got there, we walked in, we were like, you know, this like kind of like spooky like theme at the W. They take you up in a little elevator to like the side roof.
It's like Eyes Wide Shut. It's very red.
Yes, exactly. But like a W. Yeah. It's for sure a W the whole time you're there.
It's a safe place.
Yeah, no, it's totally a safe place. So we go up and like they have a beautiful buffet out, which was so tempting. And I just was like, just say no to drugs, AKA like this is exactly where I'm going to get salmonella.
Bacon wrapped in dates. Thank you, but no.
Oh, do they have that?
I looked at it right in the eye. Oh, and my God. Said no.
I saw a huge ass plate of mac and cheese that some guy was eating. And I was like, go fuck yourself. That looks so good. Like,
the food did really look good.
People were just like grubbing. Like people were just getting down.
Yeah.
Anyway. So
we go to the deck to have a smoke.
Immediately, like that's what any two people who don't know anyone else immediately do.
We're like, oh, look at the view and have a smoke. And yeah, the moon was full. It was lovely.
Exactly.
Until
we're outside having a smoke. And then all of a sudden this young woman walks up to us and she says, hi, I just have to introduce myself.
And we're like,
I was like, oh, like Hello Giggles fan. Like, I don't know. And so she's like, hi. And I was like, hi, I'm Molly. And you're like, hi, I'm Max. She's like, I just wanted to introduce myself. She goes, hi, I'm Joy. I just wanted to introduce myself because you guys are the only other underdressed people here. Everyone else here is dressed so fancy.
Except for you, too.
I mean, look at you with the lips. She said that to me. And I was like,
first of all, let's paint a picture of Joy.
Joy, okay, you paint.
So Joy, now mind you, again, we just described Molly looks great. I'm in my lesbian flannel. We look okay.
We look cute. We look gorgeous. We're not great.
No, we're not the best.
But you were hardly traveling. The dregs. Your clothes were gone. I was like, admittedly, peeled off the couch and like just because I had
and you thought it was a sci-fi show. You were like, they'll be like, happy that
I. And I said to you, what's the dress code? And you were like, honey, it's Fox. They'll take us as we come.
And it's a Tuesday. It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday
exactly. Night. Calm down, girl. Yeah. Anyway, so Joy comes up. She's in a black hoodie.
Black
tennis
hoodie.
Shoes.
That doesn't look like shoes. It belonged to her.
No, she looks like she stole
like something it. Something that like came up, like someone on the staff was like, oh,
are you
that cold? Okay, we'll see if we have something in the back.
No, then underneath she had a what can only be described as a blouse that looked like Monet's water lilies, but just torn to shreds. Like, yeah. It was hideous. Do you remember that blouse?
Yeah, no. And by the way, like, this is why you're so sick, is because I didn't even realize that you did not like her shirt until much later. Because you were like, just take off the sweatshirt. You've got the tits.
I did say
like,
that.
You were like,
she had beautiful tits.
It's a beautiful shirt.
Yeah.
You were like,
a beautiful blouse.
You said, it's a beautiful blouse. Just like, take this off. And she was like, yeah, I know. I do like this shirt. She's like, but she's like, yeah, I don't know.
No, but then she kind of alluded. She's like, but you know, almost like she was like, yeah, but then if I take it off, I'm going to look good. And then, you know, then you too. And we're like, okay.
She shaded us relentlessly. And then she goes, so I can't lose you guys all night, okay? So like she goes over to the bar to get a drink with Max. And then she's like, oh, I want, she's like, I want food. Do you guys want food?
We're like, no, but we'll wait right here for you.
Yeah. So we wait for like a minute and a half.
And then we fucking hightail it to the total opposite end of this W by the pool.
We abandoned her.
We let Joy.
I felt bad about, because even though she was actually joyless, as I call her, I really like don't think anyone really totally deserves that, but I also never get to see you.
No.
And also, like, she was rude.
No, and you know what was rude about it? It'd be different if one thing, if like she started the conversation, was like, tried to get to know us, and then was like, oh my God, I'm so glad to meet you guys because I've been feeling underdressed and you seem like cool people.
Totally.
That's so different. We would have had a good time with Joy.
Instead of starting in like a fucking socio. Like she didn't need to drop that bomb like right at the beginning. Like start with like, hey, what's up you guys? Like blah, blah, blah. She was also there alone, so she was gonna need to strike up conversation with anyone. Her talking point didn't need to be like, sup slobs, what's up sloppy,
yeah, I look
sloppy,
good, yeah,
skanky ass pigeons. Oh, I see why you're on the roof. Perch, you fucking dirty ass sewer rats with wings.
But she said it with a smile.
Gang.
She had the biggest smile on her face while she's insulting
us. Yeah, and then like she kind of like got like really hostile with me. Like so we were like,
yeah, what did she?
We were both talking about like Lea Michele.
Oh and yeah, then, like, she's like,
I was like, I don't know if I see it for her. And then like, and
she did not
like,
take well to
she's
that.
She's like,
way.
You don't.
Like, what do you mean?
And I'm also like, well, I've never really seen Glee, like, you know, and she's like, yeah, like, they're all, like, really good, like.
And really talented.
Really talented.
And then she started talking about Amber Riley.
Yeah.
And then you were like, okay.
I was like, next. Because I'm like, fucking read the temperature. Like, I don't know.
Free advice. Read the temperature.
Oh, my God. No, that is the free advice.
And also, like. If you want to make a friend,
don't
be nice.
Just be pleasant.
Just like think about if the thing that's you're going to say is going to be an insult to them.
It's hilarious. That name was Joy.
Joyless. I mean, LOL. She's joyless.
She had no joy. Oh God.
No, zero
you
joy.
You guys don't know why she was there. Did she?
She's press.
She was a press girl.
She indicated that she was press.
I can't remember for what. She never told us what
she
outlet.
She never told us what.
Yeah. I mean, she might be a figment of our imagination. Like I'm starting to think just because
it sounds like you made up a worse person.
We never saw her again, and I kept thinking all night long that I was seeing her out of the corner of my eye. And I kept being like, oh my God, is that Joy?
Like, do you remember? We like found the coziest little one of those deck chairs that's just and just like a bed. And we're just like hiding in a corner, like, okay, she probably can't see us. We're like by a pool, and it was well lit. And you know, with
fun.
That fucking hoodie, she wasn't gonna come anywhere.
Timbaland does all the music for Empire.
Oh yeah, she did yammer on about that too.
Timbaland does all the music for Empire.
The music was
the
good.
Show is so good.
The music was real good.
Yeah.
And the cast. Oh my God, that hot Latin gay guy.
Oh, love him.
Oh yeah, Taraji was so like that whole scene where she's just like. You gotta have the cucaracha clean.
Wait, do you remember? Wait, there were some very self-hating motherfucker.
You're like when that alien unnatural life form that chooses to be that way did that.
I was horrified. I wasn't, but that audience. Do you remember that audience got saucy?
Well, it was like a lot of older
African American. Like, yep, there were a lot of black people. Just
and
they were
I
like,
think
no.
That it was the mixed reactions. Like a lot of people seemed to be there to just genuinely like screen the show and see it. Maybe like they won tickets or were part of a survey or something or were friends of like people that worked there or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, it was it was a weird moment because I'm so used to Degrassi spoiled me. Degrassi really spoiled me. Like,
those Canadians always do.
Yeah. So I'm so used to seeing like kissing, but at the same time, I was like, oh, this is Fox. And I guess like that Glee, Christina Glee has been doing this forever on Fox, but like I thought a faggot during a 1 hour time slot on television.
I actually respected when they said faggot. Like, were you saying, like, how in comedy?
Oh, yeah, that was like a very powerful.
Well,
line.
I was just saying, like, in writing, like, have to like earn a faggot. Like, you can't start with faggot because what do you build on from
That's
there?
That's true.
But that line, that the way that it used it was kind of powerful.
Oh, very much, because it was her saying, she was using terminology he would use and saying, like, I accept this, my kid, I love him, and I'm going to show you he's just as good as any of these other idiots, and he can run this company. So, yeah,
I love
just
him.
Bless you, Taraji.
Do you think they're going to, like, when they say they're going to kill each other, do they mean actually kill each other?
I don't know. I want to know if they're going to show rimming, like on, you know, on How to Get Away with Murder, they show rimming. The Free Advice should watch Empire. No, don't you think the Free Advice should be watch Empire? Because you can learn. You can learn from that show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So much. And from Joyless.
Absolutely.
Wait, who was the 25-year-old guy who wanted to go out more and free his gay self? He should be watching How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, Harlan.
Yeah. Harlan.
No, but those guys are all sluts on that show. Okay, like, Harlan, no. Harlan, don't watch
it's
that.
Harlan.
Oh, Harlan.
Harlan. Change your name.
Harlan. Honey, that's the problem. Honey, yes.
We've
change
found it.
It.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding guys ding, are afraid ding. To ask you because they don't know how to pronounce it.
No, they're like, I can't talk to this guy. I might fuck up his name during the salad.
Yeah.
Well, there's no way.
During the salad. I love how you said that.
The salad might be ruined.
That's delish.
Ruined.
Like a one little like zinger, like piece of Max wisdom you want to leave us with?
Can we leave with a wisdom from my mother? Because you know she loves a pearl of wisdom.
Of course.
Every year on my birthday gives me a pearl of wisdom. I've never asked for it, but I always get it. This year's pearl was, honey, date a man whose parents are dead. That way you don't have to deal with his in-laws.
All right. And that was Please Advise. See you guys next week.